Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And yes, we are back live tonight. It's been a while. We had New Year's and we had Christmas Eve. And then we had some other issues, which I'll tell you about in just a minute. But we are back live, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. I'm excited to be back, and I'm really excited about my show tonight, which I was supposed to do about a month ago. But because of an accident I was in, I wasn't able to do it. If you're a man, or if you are a spouse, significant other, daughter, or woman taking care of a man with prostate problems, you're going to want to listen to tonight's show. I am here with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz, who, in addition to being a urologist, and I'll give you his full bio in a minute, has performed the first in the county new procedure for prostate cancer called HIFU, and we're going to talk a lot about that. It is state-of-the-art. It is the first of its kind here in the county. It was performed at Good Samaritan Hospital. And Dr. Rabinowitz is going to tell us all about that, and he's going to answer all of your questions about good urological health. As most of you know, if you live long enough, you're going to have some prostate problems for us men. You women are safe, except that you have to deal with us. So you'll be fine. Anyway, more about Dr. Rabinowitz in just a second. Again, I want to wish everybody, I hope you had a happy New Year, Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, and all of those good things. You know, one of the reasons I was off the air in December before the holidays, well, there were two reasons. One is I had a very serious fall, and you've heard me talk about falls on the show. I had a very serious fall. It was just an accident. It was an accident like anybody else would have an accident. I was playing with my kids on Thanksgiving Day and I fell and broke my shoulder. So here's two things. Don't break your shoulder because it hurts. And then don't get yourself hurt on a holiday. But besides that, one out of three people over the age of 65 will fall this year. If you fall, and you're twice as likely to fall again within the next year. And if you're over the age of 80, one out of two of us will fall. So you need to really be careful. You need to exercise. You need to get your core in shape so that you prevent these falls. Remember, 50% of all emergency room admissions for senior citizens are as a result of a fall. And I am a living statistic, so I encourage you not to fall. The other thing I had, which the timing couldn't have been worse or better, I guess, is I had a cardiac cath because I went for my regularly scheduled stress test, and I encourage you all to do that. It's a very simple procedure. I had it through my wrist. I didn't need a stent. I went home the next day. I was better the day I went home than the day before I went in. I encourage you to check in with your cardiologist as well. The other thing I want to tell everybody is I have exciting news. I'm going on a bucket list trip, cruise around the world, and I begin next week. So for the next few weeks, we're going to have the best of Scott Greenberg and Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I'll tell you more about the trip in a little while, but I'm really, really excited. But the reason you're all tuned in tonight is to hear from my guest, Dr. Diego Rabinowitz. Dr. Rabinowitz is a board-certified urologist in private practice for over 15 years. He completed his training at the University of Miami, Jackson Memorial Hospital, where he had extensive exposure to the area of urological oncology and endurology. I hope I pronounced that properly. Endourology. He was the first urologist in Palm Beach County to perform minimally invasive urological procedures such as hand-assisted laparoscopic nephrectomy, endourological procedures for stone disease, robotic-assisted prostatectomies. In his private practice, which is the Urology Center of Palm Beach, he strives to provide personalized and compassionate urological care for men and women. He specializes in men's health. I can't say that word. Hypogonadism, andropause, testosterone supplementation, erectile dysfunction, BPH, stone disease, urinary incontinence and diagnosis, and the treatment of urological malignancies such as prostate, bladder, and kidney cancer. He has had excellent results in men with enlarged prostates who undergo bipolar trans... I'm going to say what it really is called. It's called TERP, which is translated into superior patient satisfaction. Management of prostate cancer has changed dramatically over the last decade, and a significant portion of his patients are under active surveillance protocol. He individualizes treatment plans for each patient and recommends more advanced therapies and treatments when needed. Women's issues include kidney stones, recurrent urinary tract infections, interstitial cystitis, painful bladder syndrome, and urinary incontinence. Dr. Rabinowitz, thank you for being here tonight. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So let's start at the beginning, which is this procedure that you did, the first of its kind. I actually saw the story on the news as well. It's called, I think, HIFU. You did it at Good Sam, and it is a revolutionary treatment of prostate cancer. Can you tell us about this?
Yes. I had the pleasure opportunity to have the ability to do the procedure, the first in the county that was performed at Good Samaritan Hospital. I had a patient who I diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he had some serious medical issues, and he was not a good candidate for any of the standard procedures such as radiation therapy, surgery, or even hormone therapy. So we had a very long discussion about the treatment options, and HIFU is an option for patients with prostate cancer. HIFU is a high-frequency ultrasound. Is basically a minimally invasive procedure to treat prostate cancer, in which ultrasound generates heat waves, and the heat destroys the cancerous tissue. The advantage of having this procedure done is that it could be done on a portion of the prostate gland, what we call focal therapy, and because of that, the side effects are minimal compared to the standard treatments where you're treating the whole prostate gland. So this, in this case, for this patient, it was a great idea to do that, so we can treat the cancer but not cause any major side effects that he couldn't have dealt with. So the patient did very well. It's a completely outpatient procedure.
I know you told me that before we went on the air. It's astounding to me that it's outpatient.
So a patient came into the hospital that in the morning. He had some, he had the preoperative procedures done, and basically we did the procedure. It usually takes about 2 hours, and he went to the recovery room, and shortly after that, when he was recovered, he went home. So yes, he was there for a few hours, and the next day he pretty much resumed his normal activities.
So is HIFU, is this ultrasound treatment, is that an appropriate treatment for everybody with prostate cancer?
So HIFU I want the listeners to understand that this is not a brand new procedure. The procedure has been around for 15 years. It has been done very successfully in Europe, especially in Germany and France, with excellent results. The results mimic those of surgery or radiation and selected candidates. The procedure can be done for any patient, any type of prostate cancer. However, there are certain criteria that the patients must have. So there's certain prostate size that the patients have to have, and it's ideal for patients with smaller prostate sizes. So not everybody's a candidate for this. So there's some limitations. And also, we recommend that at this point, we're recommending with patients with low-grade cancer, such as Gleason 6 or 7, although it could be done on patients with a more aggressive cancer, such as Gleason 8, basically, we do not want to treat the whole prostate aggressively and end up in a situation where you have similar results, similar side effects, I should say, as the other procedures. We want to differentiate ourselves from that. So is
that the history of the treatment? Is that it offers fewer side effects and fewer of the things that most men are afraid of when you start talking about prostate surgery?
Correct. So in doing the focal therapy or the focal treatment, as we treat less prostate tissue, we're able to spare the areas where the nerves are, for example, the nerve bundles, which are in a specific area of the prostate. So by staying away from those areas, we can preserve men's sexual function, and we can also preserve their continence. So
Which are the two big fears that all guys have, right?
Those are the two big ones. And so those are very significant in men when they get either surgery or radiation therapy. So
you did the first one in the county, but you just finished saying that it's been around for a while. What prevents, why hasn't it been done more often? There must be a reason that people are afraid of it.
So the procedure finally got FDA approved approximately a year and a half ago. And before that, it was available, but it was available outside of the U.S. So there are some patients that had it done in other areas by some U.S. physicians. But now it became FDA approved for the treatment of prostate tissue. So since then, it's been adopted mainly by the university tertiary care centers. But I think, in my mind, there's been a gap in the treatment of prostate cancer. So if you're a patient that has a cancer that is not very aggressive, and you want to treat the cancer, but you also want to minimize your side effects, there has been nothing like that up until now. So I think this is where I think this treatment comes in, and it can help us.
So it's going to be more frequently done, I presume. I mean, you've opened the floodgates, I presume. One of the things, and I know that we talked before the show, one of the things, I do a lot of public speaking, and I talk to a lot of guys, and I can tell you, prostate cancer scares the living you know what out of people, right? I mean, that's the last thing they want to hear, those words. All of the visions of all of the worst of what you used to hear from prostate cancer. The world of prostate cancer has changed dramatically over the last 10 years. Am I right?
It's really incredible what has happened, even in the last, I would say, 3 years. And about 10 years ago, there were some reports that were unfortunate because they basically stated that PSA was not necessary.
It was not useful,
and it got a very low classification. But unfortunately, there was no urologist in the committee that had these recommendations. But anyway, we learned the lesson the hard way, because a lot of primary care physicians stopped ordering PSAs. And because of these recommendations, they were just following what it was recommended. And we had a situation where in the last couple of years, we've seen an increase in the detection of high-grade cancers, more aggressive cancers that we had not seen for a while. So now the key to any cancer, but specifically prostate cancer, is if you catch it early, then you have more options and you can treat it better. So. Right. So going to your general practitioner, your primary care physician, or your urologist at an early age and getting checked, I think is an excellent idea. And then you can find out if there's anything wrong and you can treat it early.
So, it's funny you say that about PSA, because I go to my primary care, who's an older guy, he's in his 60s, I think. And I insist on my PSA because my father had prostate cancer. And so even though I have a very low prostate score and have always had a very low prostate number, I still want to be checked regularly because I'm afraid about the historical changes. There's a lot of misunderstanding about PSA. I didn't even write that down. People think it's just a raw number and you either are above a number or below a number, but it's much more complicated.
Yeah, the interpretation of PSA screening, I think, is one of the most challenging things in medicine. And I think because it's so challenging, very few people really understand it.
Right.
And it really this is what we deal with on a regular basis. But you're correct in saying that there is no absolute number. I think the most important thing for each patient is to know how their PSA changes every year.
Right.
So I tell my patients, it's not about what the PSA says today, what it is as an isolated number. It is what it is as a trend. So you could start with a very low PSA, but that PSA can move up, okay, can go up very quickly, and that could be a red flag. On the same page, basically, you can have a high PSA, but as long as your PSA doesn't go up, and it may indicate other things like an enlarged prostate or prostatitis or having recent sexual activity, and a lot of things that can cause a false elevation of the PSA, which may not be as significant. So it's even though it's very difficult to interpret, that's where we come into the pictures to help everybody understand what's going on.
So is it inevitable that as men age, they're going to have prostate problems? Does every guy go through this?
Well, I think the studies show that a significant portion of men in advanced age over 80 are found to have prostate cancer. But like we always explain to the patients, they don't die from prostate cancer. They die with prostate cancer. So it is very, very prevalent, very, very common, but it doesn't have to be aggressive enough to cause problems. So that's why the fact that, going back to what you were saying earlier about men being scared, I don't want men to be scared because they may have a very low aggressive form of prostate cancer, which may be suitable to surveillance.
So right, just watch it for years, right?
So it's about finding the aggressive kind, and that's where all the efforts have been in the last few years. And we have some newer diagnostic techniques that help us in finding those aggressive cancers.
There's a secondary prostate test now, right?
Right. So we have there's been a lot of different tests. There's been something called 4K score. There's been other tests. There's a genetic test now available. We basically obtain it from the urine, and we check for certain genes that are associated with prostate cancer that is covered by Medicare. And now what has revolutionized the diagnosis and treatment of prostate cancer, I think, has been the MRI of the prostate. So the MRI of the prostate, the MRI has been around for a long time, but until recently it was not done well enough to identify lesions within the prostate. And that has really changed how we diagnose and treat prostate cancer.
Do you because I've never heard of that. Do you do that with contrast or so with and without? Because I've not heard of MRI of the prostate.
It's called a multi-parametric MRI, and it basically is a MRI of the pelvis with attention to the prostate with and without IV contrast.
Wow.
The key is that you need to have an MRI that is good enough to be powered to find these lesions in the prostate. Usually a 3T MRI is preferred. And number one and number two, you need to have a radiologist that specializes in detection of prostate lesions. So you know, I always tell my patients, you can have an MRI, but it's what kind, what quality MRI you have and who's reading your MRI, and then that makes a big difference.
I'm familiar with the 4K test because I own stock in the company, which has been a lousy investment, but that's another story. That's Opco Pharmaceuticals, but that's a long story,
yeah.
Long sad story. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom here tonight live? Yes, of course, of the holidays, we have not been here in a while, but we are tonight. And I'm here with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz. Dr. Rabinowitz is a urologist whose primary practice is in Wellington. We're going to tell you how you can reach him soon. I guess technically it's in Loxahatchee, right?
Correct. We're on the other side of Southern Boulevard, the 441. So.
But we're going to give you his address and his phone number and his website in a little bit. We're talking, Dr. Rabinowitz is spearheading a brand new treatment for prostate cancer called HIFU. He's done the first in the county, and it's really remarkable. It's outpatient for prostate cancer. guys, if we listen long enough, or women, when you're listening here, if your husband or your significant other is going through prostate problems, you know, oftentimes, and we're going to talk about why we're so afraid to go to urologists, but oftentimes we're afraid to find out the truth. The reality is that the treatment is far better than the disease, and the side effects that we all fear are much less prevalent when treated properly and treated early, I'm going to guess. That's me and my medical degree, but I'm going to ask the good doctor about that when we come back. However, if you have questions for Dr. Rabinowitz, the good news is that you can call him at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, we're here live. If you're on 95 driving home from work, please be careful. And the same is true on the turnpike. If you're already home in Martin County, perhaps, you're listening on 106.9. If you're listening in Palm Beach County, we're on 95.9. Tonight, I'm very fortunate to be speaking with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz. Dr. Rabinowitz is a urologist specializing, well, in all things urological, but particularly in prostate cancer. And we've been talking about prostate cancer because he just completed the first ever in the county procedure called HIFU on prostate cancer. And we've been talking about that. Before the break, we started to weave into diagnosis, and Dr. Rabinowitz was talking about a new diagnostic procedure, MRI, and we want to talk more about that because diagnosis is really critical to treatment, right? So continue along the line about MRI, and then you were talking about during the break, you were talking about biopsies. So it's all
so
interesting.
So basically, we have an extra diagnostic imaging piece, which we didn't have before, which is the MRI of the prostate. And how it helps us is that basically in the past, we would just go from any patient that we were suspected they had a high PSA or they had an abnormal digital rectal examination, we would recommend the next step was to do an ultrasound of the prostate and a biopsy. But now we're able to order an MRI of the prostate, and we can visualize the prostate and see if there are any lesions there. So if there are any suspicious lesions, the radiologists have gotten really quite good at it, and they have been able to tell us what they suspect may be a cancer. So they have a classification from 1 to 5. 1, 2 is not a cancer. 3 could be, and 4 and 5 is very likely.
Right.
So in patients that we do an MRI and they find lesions like that, then we have now the ability to target those lesions in what's called an MRI-guided biopsy. So compared to the old biopsy where we basically just did an ultrasound and took 12 biopsies from different areas of the prostate, now we're able to target the area that we are worried about or concerned about based on the MRI. And I think that has helped us to, in a lot of cases, to be more precise to find where the cancer is. And once we find out where the cancer is, then we can target the treatment to that particular area, which we couldn't do that before as well as we can do now.
So when you start to kind of put together everything we've been talking about so far, you realize that what you're talking about, or at least what I hear, is that you are getting so expert at being able to pinpoint both the area where there is a problem and the treatment and new treatment modalities, that all of the things that we used to hear around the bagel table at the golf club about how terrible biopsies were and prostate treatment were, all of those things are kind of a thing of the past.
Well, you know, we're getting better. You know, it's not perfect, but, you know, we try to minimize side effects and discomfort for the patients. We utilize local anesthesia, which helps tremendously. And so it's still, you know, not something that you want to do on your time off,
it's not the disease you really want to have, but it is not the sentence it used to be.
Yeah, I believe in patient education, and I believe that the more you prepare the patient, the more you explain to them and you tell them what you're going to do and what they may be going through, It takes away a lot of the anxiety and the fear from them, and they're more comfortable. And I would say 9 out of 10 patients that had a biopsy with us have told us that it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be.
And the side effects of all of these treatments, which were always perceived to be incontinence and impotence, the incidence of those are rapidly decreasing. Am I right?
Yeah. So when somebody is... For surgery or radiation, there is a significant risk of incontinence, and there's also a significant risk of erectile dysfunction. There's a misconception that sometimes people think that if they don't have surgery and they have radiation, that they're not going to experience erectile dysfunction. That's not necessarily true. It may not happen right away, like it would happen with the surgery, but it may happen over the years. So that's what I feel like there's room for a procedure that can do both. They can treat the disease and also minimize the side effects. Again, it's not for every single patient, but if you are a candidate, I think it's a lot of upside to it.
And there are other treatments for prostate cancer. We talked briefly about radiation, and we talked about watchful waiting, and there are other surgical procedures. So while HIFU is incredibly promising, if you are not a candidate, it doesn't mean that the end is in sight, right? That you can be
good. So there's a lot of options, a significant number of patients go in a protocol called active surveillance, and those are patients that have very few positive biopsies that are very minimally aggressive, usually Gleason 6. If we don't feel like there's any significant risk of them having lesions anywhere else in the prostate, and their PSA is not too high, and there's no, and the studies are do not show any other problems, so those patients may be good candidates for surveillance. And we have a fair number of patients on surveillance, and they actually do well over the years.
That's great. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here live tonight with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz. We are talking, have been talking mostly about prostate cancer, a new procedure that Dr. Rabinowitz is spearheading here in Palm Beach County at Good Samaritan Hospital. He has done the first ever and in the county, and it's amazing. It's an outpatient treatment for prostate cancer. But there are other urological issues that affect men, and we're talking mostly about men tonight because when we're talking about prostate, it kind of eliminates half my audience. The other half of you are dealing with the side effects of men who are dealing with prostate issues. When we come back, we're going to be talking about BPH. We're going to be talking about kidney and bladder. We're going to be talking about stones. We're talking about UTIs. We have a whole host of things to talk about with my guest, the very learned Dr. Diego Rabinowitz. And we're going to tell you how you can reach him as soon as we come back. But if you have questions and you can't wait to reach him after the show and you want to reach him tonight, the good news is you can call us, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz, who is a urologist in the Wellington area, but he performed a first-of-its-kind procedure for prostate cancer at Good Samaritan Hospital called HIFU. We've been talking about that. We're going to start to migrate into diagnosis. We moved from diagnosis, early warning signs, things to watch out for. We're going to start to talk about BPH. So during the break, Doctor, you said to me there really are no early warning signs for prostate cancer, are there?
Very rarely. In the past, before the PSA era, when we couldn't screen patients for other than with examination, patients would present late. At that time, they presented with they could present with urinary symptoms such as frequency, urgency, getting up at night, burning with urination, so on and so forth. But Ever since that we started screening patients with PSAs, the great majority of patients that we detect that they have the cancer, I would say about maybe there's a number going around about 75% of patients that have prostate cancer, they're completely asymptomatic.
Wow.
So the great majority of the time patients have urinary symptoms, something worrisome. It's just more benign prostatic enlargement or BPH, which is we can treat very well. We have a lot of treatments for it. We have medical treatments. We have procedures that we can do in the office and also, of course, under anesthesia as well, depending on the severity.
So I want to go to those treatments for BPH. I really do. But I also want to ask you, is there an age that most men should start to come see you?
Yeah, definitely. Age 50 is the magic number for men that do not have a history of prostate cancer. We start a little bit earlier in the 40s in patients that have a higher risk. The studies indicate that African-American men may have an increased risk of prostate cancer, and patients that have a family history of prostate cancer, we start those patients in the 40s.
Right.
But otherwise, we start in the 50s. So once you turn 50, you have to go to the urologist and the GI doctor as well. So
Right. So let's talk about BPH. I mean, that's I guess we don't talk about that a lot, and yet it affects a whole host of people, much more prevalent than cancer.
It's very, very common, and that's one of the most common reasons why men go to the urologist. And again, men are scared to come in because in the back of their mind, I think they're worried that they may have cancer.
Right.
But like I said, it's very prevalent. Men usually have or can have urinary symptoms such as going to the bathroom too frequently, going to the bathroom at night to urinate, having the urge to run to the bathroom, and sometimes they can sometimes even leak before they get to the restroom, and they experience a slow stream a lot of times, and so those are the main the sensation that they're not emptying their bladder. Those are the main symptoms that they present with.
But there are lots of treatments for BPH today, right? I mean, there's
there's
pharmacological treatments and other treatments, right?
Correct. So a long time ago, before the meds were available, it was only surgical. Then the medications came into the picture in the early 90s, and those are being very, very helpful. We use two types of medications for enlarged prostate. One family of medications is used to relax the prostate. Prostate is almost like a muscle.
Right.
And if we can relax the muscle, we can urinate more easily, and that helps a significant number of patients. And then we have a class of medications that we use to shrink the prostate. The bulkiness of the prostate or the size of the prostate sometimes could be a problem. And by reducing the size of the prostate, we can get patients to improve as well. And a lot of times we use them in combination.
Is there an age that BPH starts to show up typically? Is that in your 60s? Is that in your 70s?
You'd be surprised. It can start as early as in the late 40s to early 50s. Yeah.
Wow. And is that a family history involved in that as well?
Yeah, there's a fair number of patients that have a strong family history, but we see a lot of variation as well. So
there's a surgical procedure for BPH too, right? Called TURP is the short term.
Yeah, the TURP or the transurethral resection of the prostate is a gold standard for treatment of enlarged prostates or BPH, which has been around for 100 years, but basically the procedure has improved significantly over the years. And we have a better technology now. We can minimize the blood loss and increase the accuracy. And we're able to improve patient symptoms, again, minimizing the side effects. And it's been very, we've had a lot of success with the procedure. A lot of patients are scared. This procedure typically does not cause erectile dysfunction and typically does not cause incontinence. It can cause some degree of ejaculatory dysfunction.
Right.
We warn the patients about that, which is similar to what they experience with the medications. But we're also making some adjustments, and we may be able to improve on the procedure in the near future and minimize those as well.
Yeah, most men worry about those kinds of treatments for all the reasons that we all understand. When we come back, if you're just tuning in, of course, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the connection between kidney and bladder. I'm going to go about cystoscopy, which used to be a much harder procedure, is now done in the office. I want to talk about good bladder health. Is there things that you should be doing that can help you prevent the onset of any of the conditions that affect our urological health? If you're just tuning in, of course, I'm here tonight with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz. He is a urologist. I forgot, how do people reach you if they want to reach you?
Yeah, our office is 561-615-1234. That's our office phone number. And we also have a Facebook page, Urology Center of Palm Beach, PA. And our webpage is urologycenterofpalmbeach.com. So you can reach us in any of those ways, and we're happy to see if we can help you.
We're going to give all that information again before the end of the show. But if you have a question for Dr. Rabinowitz, you can give us a call, because he's still here for quite a bit. So we're going to talk more about this, and we're going to talk about a whole host of other things. 1-877-960-9960. It's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can
give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Here live tonight with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz, a urologist. We're going to give you his contact information. He's in the Wellington area doing remarkable procedures, also at Good Samaritan Hospital. I do have a caller on the line. I'm going to take his call now. Sir, I'm glad that you gave us a call. You have a question for the doctor?
Yes, doctor. Could you discuss Peyronie's disease? What the cause is and the treatment for it?
Sure. Yes, Peyronie's disease is a condition that is analogous to a condition that sometimes men or women can get on their wrist. It's called it's a contracture of the tendons of the wrist. But in men it affects obviously the lining of one of the inner layers of the penis. And is believed to be caused by trauma, most likely trauma during sexual intercourse, and basically is analogous to having us. I always tell patients like scar tissue in one of those layers, and typically is detected when men get an erection. That scar tissue acts as a hinge, and then you develop a curvature. The curvature could be in any direction. There's usually an acute phase that where the first few months it can cause pain, it can cause erectile dysfunction in the curvature, and usually after 6 months the tissue settles in and the inflammation improves. And some of those complaints may get better. They may not. The most effective treatment would be nowadays would be an injection of an collagenase, which is an enzyme, which is basically a substance that breaks down the collagen in the tissue, in the scar tissue, and then allows basically restoration of the tissue to normal, more towards our normal type. So it's quite effective and requires a series of injections. There's been a lot of other treatments over the years now being found to be ineffective, but that's one that is actually quite effective.
Thank you. I think we have another caller on the line. Frank is on the line, and we'll take your call. Thank you for listening, Frank. And you have a question for Dr. Rabinowitz?
Yeah, I got a question or two and also a comment about the prostate and some damage they did to me, unfortunately, but that's another long story. Real quick, I did get prostate cancer about 6-7 years ago. I chose a proton beam radiation treatment up in Jacksonville, University of Florida, where they said it's going to be easy, no consequences. Unfortunately, myself and four other guinea pigs, without their knowledge, permission, or consent, tried something different, where I got double radiation every day for 3 months. And consequently, within a year, the effects pronounced itself unbelievably.
Right.
And losing a pint of blood a day. And anyway, luckily, through good luck, we found a doctor in Chicago, because the University of Miami, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, he told my daughter and I 6 years ago I had less than a year to live, go home and die. The damage was so great, but they did. Everything was well shut in there. I lost my bladder. I lost some intestines. Prostate, when they did take it out, actually still had cancer. And there's my story about that. But that's not the main thing. Since I now have an ostomy bag, and they did, this doctor in Chicago did save my life, it appears that I get quite often bladder infections. The urine is so bad that I really really don't even have a bladder anymore. Is that something I'm going to have to live with basically the rest of my life?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear what happened to you. I'm not quite sure when you're talking about the bag. I'm not quite sure what you're referring to. Are you talking about your bladder is basically you have a conduit, which is
I had to lose my bladder because it couldn't hold more than 100 cc's.
Okay,
it was
okay.
Like charcoal from the radiation damage. So I have you have a little hole in your belly and have an outside bladder bag you change every day or two.
Okay. So you...
The stench of the urine after... I mean, if I take some antibiotics, it smells good for a few months and then it gets very strong again. Is that just something I'm going to have to live with?
Well, it's what you're describing is because there's a connection between the reservoir that holds your urine and the outside. You know, you're at increased risk for having a colonization of bacteria of the urine. So anytime you check your urine, it's going to look abnormal. So it doesn't really mean that you have a urinary tract infection all the time, obviously, but it's quite a challenging problem. Do you use a catheter to empty the reservoir, or it just goes straight into a bag?
Oh, no. It from it leaves my body, it goes to a holding bag that can hold about 500 cc's. And actually, there's a blessing. Everything I look at, the positive side of everything. When I go to bed at night, I don't have to get up to go pee anymore.
Correct.
It's just I have a 2-liter bag we hook up, and it's a drainage bag.
Yeah.
And then when I go in the restroom with all these men standing around wondering how they're going to pee, I just go in there and go, well, I work for NASCAR, and I go, oh, it's just a splash and go. Not bad for an 87-year-old guy. And these guys are looking at me while they're still trying to get the first drop. So, you know,
I mean, you know, sometimes you can, there are some regimens of, you may have done this already, of prophylactic antibiotics where you can take, an antibiotic maybe 3 times a week and just to prevent you from getting an infection. You know, you want to optimize your hydration, you know, and minimize the maybe some mucus in there. So so those are some of the things that you could do. But, at least it sounds like you're, you know, you have a good attitude and that goes a long way. But that's sort of some of the things that you could try.
Frank, I appreciate you giving us a shout. I'm going to give Dr. Rabinowitz his contact information if you'd like to see him. I'm sure he'd love to see you and talk to you more. I appreciate your listening. I appreciate you calling in, and I wish you the best of luck. And sorry for all the troubles that you have, but I appreciate that. But thank
you. I wish you happiness on the cruise because my girlfriend retired 5 months ago, and we've been on 4 different cruises. So
that's great.
I can see you're going to enjoy yours.
Thank you.
We're starting to enjoy life.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's kind.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Rabinowitz, why don't we tell everybody how to reach you? Because obviously there are people who need the expertise that you bring to the table.
Yeah, the phone number for the office is area code 561-615-1234 is our office number. We are also online, Urology Center of Palm Beach, PA.com. And we also have a Facebook page, Urology Center of Palm Beach, PA, on Facebook. You can reach us through any of those avenues.
That's terrific. If you tuned in late and you've missed a very, very important show, we've talked about prostate cancer, we've talked about BPH, we've talked about a whole host of new things. Dr. Rabinowitz has performed the first in the county surgical procedure on prostate cancer called HIFU, minimally invasive, outpatient. It's really quite remarkable. A lot of people think that you have to go far afield for the best in treatments, and sometimes the best is right around the corner. Dr. Rabinowitz is spearheading the state-of-the-art treatment that is new and makes it extremely promising for those struggling with prostate cancer. That isn't all we talked about. We talked about a whole host of other things. So the truth is, if you missed it and now that you're sorry you did, the good news is you can go back and listen. Because we podcast. Yes, we do. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm Getting, and Up We Will Pop. OMG, I'm Getting, we podcast it. Also put it on my website, it's just palmbeach.comforcare.com, palmbeach.comforcare.com. If you're a new listener, you just found us, and you're glad that you did, and you'd like to listen to more of our shows, you can do that even if you don't have a radio, because you have an app for that. It's called TuneIn Radio. All you have to do is set your TuneIn Radio app to WSVU. Those are our call letters. 6 o'clock every Monday, we're here live. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're a regular listener, we're thrilled that you stick with us. We also simulcast, by the way, if you are more comfortable on the computer. All you have to do is check into us through www.trueoldiesfla.com, www.trueoldiesfla.com. As I said earlier tonight, I am living the dream. I really am. I had a bucket list dream for a long time to go on an around-the-world cruise, and that is, in fact, what I'm doing. I leave on Friday, and I'll be back in no time. But in the meantime, when I'm not here, we're going to be replaying the best of Oh My God, and it's going to be exciting. I have picked for you the best shows we've ever done, and I promise you, you will learn something. So even though I may not be here, we will be here, and I encourage you to continue to listen to us. And I come back, hey, am I going to have stories for you? And one of those stories is I'm going to hope that my good new friend here, Dr. Rabinowitz, will agree to come back, because we didn't get to half of the things I wanted
I know,
to get to.
I know.
I hope you will definitely come
back. Time flew
back.
By. Yeah. It will be my pleasure anytime.
That was great. So we do have a couple of minutes left. And before we go, in the few minutes we have left, is there good urological health that we should that we should practice that we don't, perhaps?
Yeah, I think one of the issues with especially South Florida weather is with the heat, we have the tendency to get more dehydrated. So we usually recommend for good health approximately 2.5 liters of water daily. What kind of water? That's probably a subject for another different show, because
another show, right?
I don't even know, and I wish I knew so I can tell you, but I'm looking for that myself. But 2.5 liters, which is roughly translated into about a half a gallon, just a little bit more than that, just to keep everything flowing, especially in South Florida, we're prone to developing kidney stones. We're in the what's called the Southern Belt or the Stone Belt, more in urology we call it. The other thing that's very, very important is you may not think about that in relation to the urinary tract, but salt intake. So we follow the guidelines of the American Cardiology, American Heart Association. Basically, less than 2 grams of salt a day. The reason being is, obviously salt can, in patients that are prone to hypertension, high blood pressure can worsen the hypertension. But as far as the kidneys are concerned, salt, when it gets filtered in the kidney, becomes calcium, and the calcium can develop into stones. So decreasing or keeping your salt intake in check is very, very good for preventing kidney stones. And there's, obviously a lot more things that we can talk about regarding kidney stones. But as far as bladder health, you want to avoid any chemicals. But things that are really bad for the bladder is all those energy drinks. I can't even tell you how many times patients come into the office and they tell me, I'm going to the bathroom every half hour, every hour, every 2 hours, my next question is, are you drinking any caffeine or anything? Like, no caffeine, but yeah, are you taking any energy drinks? They're like, yes, and bingo, that's it's really, those drinks can have 2, 3, 4 times the amount of caffeine that are in coffee. Yeah. So, they're just awful for the bladder, especially for people that have a little bit of a smaller bladder. So,
that's all great advice. That's terrific. That's one of, I guess, one brief quick question. Should we go to our urologist, you, if necessary, if you're once a year, every other year? How often do you go?
I have my men follow up with us once a year for their PSAs and the exam. And, women that have urological conditions, we're happy to see them once a year.
We didn't even talk about women. I want to talk about women in your practice. But I'm going to have you back because you're a terrific guest and you have some great information.
Thank you.
And the audience is going to love it. Again, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here every Monday night, 6 o'clock. On 95.9 FM, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We're thrilled that you're with us. If you're a regular, we couldn't be happier that you're here. If you're new, thanks for finding us. I want to wish everybody a happy and a healthy new year. This is the first for me since the new year. I hope everybody had a great holiday. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it is that you celebrate. I hope that you'll continue to listen. I look forward to seeing you live as soon as I get back. And I want to wish you again happy and healthy. Have a good week. We'll see you next Monday. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. Good night, all.